Good morning. Welcome. Our theme today is duality is not reality. So follow the breath as it flows in and out, and bring your attention to the breath coming in. And attention to the breath going out. Now bring attention to the hand. And notice the tingling, the energy. And it's just being there. We did nothing to bring it there or to make it be there. It is just there. So it isn't trying to be there, and yet it's not trying to be there. It just is. It is just the same with the breath. It is just there. It is just flowing. The breath is not resisting the flowing. It is not resisting flowing in. It is not resisting flowing out. It is like the stream just simply rolling along. The breath is just being in the flow of life. And the breath makes no attempt to go in another direction against the flow. Take a breath. This flowing is the way life flows, easily and freely. This is our nature. We do not have to row a boat upstream to find out who we are. We just need to release into the flowing of life. And there is no need to try and get life to do something or go in some separate direction that you may feel that it should be going. It flows as it flows, and nothing we do or think can make life do otherwise. So life just flows freely on its own. It is in our ignorance that we may think we have or are directing life. Not only directing our life, but at times directing others' lives. But as that is in ignorance that we think that, it is just but a dream. We really cannot alter life. It flows as it is. And we are either paddling the lifeboat, the upstream, or we're just sitting back and letting it flow in its own eternal and infinite direction. When we try to steer life in our own way, to fulfill our wants and desires, we are living under the false assumption that we are separate persons. And then the idea of duality has the opportunity to creep in. And under the sense of duality, we are then living in a state of either or. These duality ideas are also a part of being the body and being a separate person. Being a separate identity. For holding to being separate, we are holding the concept of separation, seeking to be one. A moment, is that not what put our foot on the path? Or is that not what we still hold? That we are separate and we are seeking oneness. We are stating in that moment duality. We are either or. We hold to being separate and seeking to be one. Where in reality, there is not either or, there is only the one. Duality is the statement of opposites. In our living as the oneness of God, can there be an opposite? When living and being as we truly are, which is the one self, which is the one presence, can there truly be duality? When we begin to look at duality more clearly, we find that in releasing this belief that there is a this and a that, we find there is really only the one. It is only in the acceptance of duality that we believe that we are either or. We are either good or bad, or someone else is either good or bad. We are either well or sick. We are either wealthy or poor. And we are either happy or unhappy. And some students even yet hold to the idea that there is being spiritual and there is not being spiritual. And this is from the judgment of where they are on their spiritual journey. Because in the understanding of who and what you are spirit itself. All is spirit itself. So everything is spiritual. Everyone is spiritual. That might not be known to every individual, but it is the truth of all. All is spirit. It is in this belief of duality where the feelings rise up of sorrow and suffering, as well as this feeling of fear. Think for a moment, if there were not a belief in two-ness, in this, oh, say, wealth or poverty, would fear ever rise? If there were not the belief in life and death, would fear ever rise? Even perhaps routine, if there were not the belief in being popular or unpopular, would the fear of being unpopular ever arise? Ponder this. As long as there is this acceptance of duality, of two-ness, so that long is there going to be the rising up of the feelings of sorrow and fear. If there were not a belief in happiness and unhappiness, could sorrow arise? I know that these opposites make perfect sense in the body-mind conditioning. But I ask you to take the time to ponder this, to experience within your own being that life is truly a life of non-duality. So I'm asking you to remove the thoughts that are saying that duality is perfectly logical. And as you're pondering this, you're going to see even more clearly that the belief in duality brings that same belief that there are two, a you seeking the self, or a you seeking God. We do use these in our daily activity. Yes, the water is too hot, or the bath is too cold, or the weather outside is too wet, or no, the weather outside is too dry. We use these in our daily speech. But for you, you must go beyond that. You must go to the place of the experiencing that there is not a two-ness in the life of God. You say, does that mean that then there's just only happiness, or that there's only wellness, or there's only wealth? In one instant, yes. That would be the identity of the divine that you are. In another activity, I would say no, because what you are is beyond these opposites. What you are is even beyond happy. What you are is even beyond wellness. What you are is even beyond wealth. Again, ponder these things and have that inner experience of knowing. And in that experience, there is nothing that can move you from that knowing. So, if there were no belief in duality, and if there was no acceptance or concepts about what happiness is supposed to be, could there ever be anything called unhappiness? And if that is so, then there cannot be duality. There must be a level of non-duality. And that is our being. It is as if I am asking you to set aside this something called a logical mind and let it sit on the chair over there while you contemplate why it is a life of non-duality. So paddling that boat upstream is what is saying, I believe in duality, and I don't care for this one. I don't care for the unhappiness, so I'm going to make things change so that I can be happy. It is in this place of resistance that the sorrow rises up. Take a breath. Drop the oars and just rest in the stream of non-duality. It will support you. It will sustain you. So when we are in the beliefs of duality, or when we are in the state of wanting or desiring, we are in a sense of separation. Desires say we are not happy with what is, and we are wanting the opposite. This is when we are trying to paddle up the stream, attempting to get things to go in the direction we are wanting. And again, this then opens the door for the feelings and emotions of sorrow. The only reason there seems to be this thing called duality, and that we seem to be living in it, is due to our belief in the thoughts about duality, a belief in the thoughts of two-ness. So take time this week to contemplate why duality is not our reality. Let us pray. O most beloved, I am neither this nor that. I am neither limited nor unlimited. I am no thing nameable. I am not the duality that is presumed to be seen or experienced. I am beyond silence and sound. I am the one that is one. I am perfect, indivisible awareness, and I am infinite bliss. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Om. Namaste.